Episode 13, The Device of the Soul. Before the next spiritual conversation with the Keeper of the Knowledge in the temple, the student saw 7 Matryoshka dolls standing in a line. Knowing that nothing could appear here for no reason, and everything had its own sacred meaning, the students began to think about what it meant. The Matryoshkas were quite ordinary, cheerful, smiling dolls in kerchiefs and blue-white sarafans. The dolls stood in decreasing order of size. Each Matryoshka was followed by a slightly smaller one. All the figures were hollow and consisted of 2 halves, except for the smallest one. "I wonder what will happen today," said a thin, freckled girl, who thoughtfully took one of the dolls in her hands, opened it, and played with the halves. "The Keeper of the Knowledge has probably prepared something special for us," suggested a dark-haired guy in an orange bandana. "I think it's also a symbol of something," a tall woman with oval glasses chimed in. "As with the paintings, remember?" She nodded at the nearest canvas on the wall, which was an example of objective art. The guy and the girl nodded, making it clear that they completely agreed with her. "It's clear, but what can it symbolize?" said the guy in the bandana, and intense mental work could be seen on his face. Gradually, other students gathered in the hall. They also approached the dolls and wondered, made guesses, discussed versions with each other, and waited for the Keeper of the Knowledge. He appeared in the temple hall in his trademark long black robe with a high collar, and smoothly, as if floating above the floor, approached the students. "Dear teacher," the woman in glasses began, voicing the question that was in the air, "please explain why these dolls are here and what they mean." The Keeper of the Knowledge looked at the students with a warm look, then shifted his gaze to the row of the painted dolls and began to explain. "These Matryoshkas are here for a reason. This is a model of our soul, which consists of 7 subtle bodies. There were also 7 Matryoshkas in the Slavic tradition, and this is not accidental." With these words, the sage picked up the smallest Matryoshka, which consisted of a single piece of wood, and did not open it. He held it up in front of him, showing it to everyone. "The smallest Matryoshka is Atman," he explained. "It is a piece of God, or the nirvanic body. Atman is an individual soul that exists in each of us. God separated this part from himself, and now it should strive to connect with the great soul." The teacher paused, carefully looking at the students and choosing the most appropriate comparison to help them grasp the truth. "If the huge ocean is God, then we are the waves of this ocean. And each wave has a choice. It can simply exist, continue to be a wave, so that it is fluttered by the wind and beaten against the rocks. Or it may want to go deeper and understand that it has always been an ocean and strive to merge with it." "Is it the same with people?" the girl with freckles asked, closely following the keeper's thought. "That is right, Dasha," he smiled. "We too, like that wave, may just want to exist in this world, beat against obstacles and blows of fate over and over again, or we can move toward God." Having said this, the sage took the next Matryoshka from the table, showed it to the students, and explained, "This is the second layer of our soul, the causal body. It arises around Atman." The keeper opened the matryoshka, put the smallest doll inside, and reconnected the two parts. Like this, see? The students were intently watching the actions and explanations of the teacher, afraid to look away and miss an important piece of the knowledge. And what is this causal body? Asked Dasha. This is a human experience, the teacher replied, looking at the girl with love. Each of us has our own. It is a necessity for us, and at the same time a limitation. A person without experience is in a meaningless state. Yes, nothing seems to limit you, but you are nothing, just a witness. Therefore, we cannot exist without experience, do you understand? It makes us an individual. Beloved teacher, can you give us an example? A tall, fair-haired student asked, looking questioningly at the sage. Of course, Natalia, he replied, interlacing his fingers, and after thinking for a moment, he began to speak. For example, we are born and start accumulating our experience as Vasya Ivanov or Masha Petrova, and this experience limits us. We begin to think that we are this very Vasya Ivanov or this very Masha Petrova. Over the course of life, we experience some life situations, we make some choices, we do things, we react to the actions of others, and we hold on to this experience. Yes, it seems that we know something, but at the same time, this knowledge limits us. And how exactly does it limit us? Natalia decided to clarify. In what way? We cannot imagine ourselves, for example, as some kind of inorganic being, the teacher replied. Like, for example, as the soul of a planet. We cannot even imagine how it can be, because we are limited by the experience of ourselves as Vasya or Masha, and we consider all phenomena through this prism. It turns out that the causal body is merely our personal experience? Dasha asked, continuing to listen attentively to the teacher. Not only that, the causal body collects the experience of millions of lives that we have lived, and individuality appears. But at the same time, there is such a limitation. Atman is no longer a pure part of God. It plunges into the causal body and identifies itself with all this experience that it has received over thousands of lives. Dasha nodded gratefully, making it clear that she had understood this part of the information, and she was ready to receive further knowledge. And just then a new question was asked. It was asked by a stocky man, with a neat beard, and long hair gathered in a ponytail. Teacher, you said that our essence develops during life, and then when the physical body dies, it just goes into the causal body? Yes, Mikhail, well done. You understood correctly. Our whole experience passes into the causal body, the sage confirmed. Of course, in one life we get little experience, but over millions of lifetimes, a lot of it is collected. So much that each of us could already become an academician. If it's all in us, then why can't we use it? Mikhail asked in surprise. This experience is about the mental level, so we cannot access it, the sage replied. And we do not even suspect that the knowledge of an academician is in the causal body. But think about what would happen if we brought all this experience into this life, he asked, addressing the students, and paused, giving them a chance to think of an answer. The students pondered, and their faces reflected deep contemplation. Then it would not be interesting to live, the red-haired Dasha uttered, smiling. After all, we would have already known everything in advance. Yes, that is right, the sage confirmed, and we would no longer understand who we are, because a million different personalities would immediately appear. And we would think, which one of them am I? And we would get confused like a centipede who trips over itself, not knowing which leg to move. So this experience is removed, and a person starts from scratch in childhood. So, do you mean that this experience cannot trickle through to a person in any way? A broad-shouldered, short-haired young man asked. Good question, Yuri, the keeper answered, and after a short pause, began to explain calmly. In general, there are some makings in the subconscious, but a person does not understand this. He does not come into direct contact with them, and only gradually begins to reach them. And this is better, because if you imagine that you have lived at least one life, and all the experience has been preserved, then it would be very difficult to get new experience. For example, take an old man. He has already taken root in his views, ideas, and reactions. He has already embodied. And if he continued to live as this old man, he would not be able to obtain a new experience. So this old man is cut off and sent to the causal body, and a small child is born who knows nothing about the past experience and is completely open to life. It is easier for him to obtain new experiences and adapt to life again, to develop some new personality. Teacher, I remember you said something about tendencies, Mikhail reminded him, joining the conversation again. It turns out that the experience is taken away from us, but the tendencies remain, and they affect us a little bit in this life, don't they? It is good that you remember the previous conversations, the keeper of the knowledge said approvingly. Yes, the experience of millions of lives is reflected in us, in the form of multiple tendencies. God determines which of them will stay with us, and then we incarnate into the appropriate aspect. That is, God gives only a part of the tendencies for our new life. For example, if the whole circle of the zodiac is all the tendencies, then we take only a part of them, since we are born with a certain planetary alignment. And thus, about 1% of all available tendencies are manifested. Therefore, each time the soul receives diverse experience, for example, if you were an academician in a previous life, yet in this one you could become mentally retarded. The keeper of the knowledge finished the explanation, and once again looked around at the students, who were listening intently and trying to put the information they had received in their heads. After making sure that there were no more questions, he took the next Matryoshka doll from the table, which was slightly larger than the previous one, and opened it. The third subtle body of our soul is the mental body, he said, showing the Matryoshka to the students. It appears and begins to form in this life. The mental body accumulates all the thoughts of a person during this life, all his ideas and concepts about everything. And first of all, a false personality is formed here as a self-image. A person realizes that he is Vasya Ivanov or Masha Petrova and begins to identify himself with a false personality. In the mental body, there is a person's idea of himself, which is formed under the influence of other people. It is completely mechanical. With these words, the teacher took the previous two Matryoshkas, stacked one into the other, Atman and the causal body, and placed them inside the larger doll, which now symbolizes the mental body. Teacher, it turns out that the mental body is only our useless false personality, which only slows down our development? Asked the woman in glasses. Not only, Kira, the teacher replied softly, looking at the student with love and warmth. If a person aspires to knowledge, then the higher parts of the mental body begin to develop. And then we think about the meaning of life, about philosophy, and about spirituality. And then we begin to doubt, wondering, who am I? The same Vasya Ivanov, or am I something else, or yet something more? And if such a doubt has arisen, if a person has stopped identifying himself with a false personality that society instills in him, we can assume that he has already achieved a lot, and he may soon achieve even more. But if a person does not understand this and is completely stuck with a false personality and cannot even imagine that he is actually something else, then he remains limited by his mental body, the shell that society has created. And the higher parts of the mental body do not develop. Beloved teacher, now I understand why you so often ask us to think about the question, who am I? Dasha brightened. The sage nodded. This question awakens the higher layers of the mental body. As the student begins to reflect, tries to separate himself from false personalities. A person rarely asks such questions. He thinks he is Vasya Ivanov, and that is it. The true self is not conditioned. It cannot be seen. And what is visible is not me. And if a person asks himself the question, who am I, and says, this is not me, to everything that he sees, then a gap between himself and a false identity appears, and he can find his true self. The keeper of the knowledge finished speaking and looked around the students again, waiting for new questions. This time, a cute brunette with expressive black eyes raised her hand. Teacher, do I understand correctly that thinking and imagination are the abilities of our mental body? Yes, that is right, Alia, the sage replied. Thinking, imagination, and also memory. And the perception of impressions? Yes, the perception of impressions is also part of the mental body, the teacher said, and began to explain in more detail. There are stereotypes, labels, various thoughts, conversations, and what is collected in memory, namely in the mental memory, since each center has its own memory. For example, the motor center helps us remember skills and movements. Thanks to it, we remember how to run, jump, and climb. And the mental body has its own memory. Ideas, thoughts, conversations, an idea of life, a map of the world. All this is formed in the mental body. Having finished the story about the mental level of the soul, the keeper again went to the table, where there were four more matryoshkas, and took the next one. Then the soul is clothed in another body, the astral body, he said, in a deep, sonorous voice, opening the doll and putting the other one consisting of three smaller dolls inside. The astral body is a body of emotions, including sublime ones, which can lead us to God and thus to higher states. Teacher, said Dasha, what about negative emotions, lower emotions? Are they also contained in the astral body? A very good question, the sage praised the student. Yes, negative and lower emotions are also part of the astral body. And our soul gets another outer shell, another cocoon, like this Matryoshka doll. He stretched out his hand with a toy, showing it to the students. Therefore, it is necessary to build sublime emotions specifically. Conscience, love for people, compassion. If this is not done, then the emotional reactions that have already been instilled in us will manifest. Resentment, irritation, envy. All of them are already embedded in us by films, books, education, and the example of adults. We are conditioned by emotions, and to make sure that they do not interfere with us, but rather help us, we need to direct them to God. And then they begin to carry us up. The sage finished talking about the astral shell of our soul, and looked at the students, waiting for their questions. Teacher, is a person's astral body formed during life due to upbringing and the environment? Alia asked, catching the sage's gaze. Or does it appear at the moment when a person incarnates? And, for example, does the cosmogram, the planetary alignment, affect what emotions will be characteristic of a person? The keeper of the knowledge listened to the student's question, and putting the half-assembled Matryoshka on the table, began his reply. Yes, it does. A person receives part of the tendencies with it, but he also receives the makings. Someone is more envious, another is more easily offended, and another still has more rudiments of conscience than others. And someone else has a greater tendency to sublime emotions or compassion. These inclinations and tendencies are determined at the moment of birth, and then they begin to develop. Some emotions begin to dominate. Often, if some emotions strongly dominate, especially negative ones, then the main negative trait begins to build on their basis. The teacher's voice was calm and deep, and there was a vibrating positive energy in it. The power of kindness and unconditional love which he transmitted to his students. After finishing the explanation, he picked up the next empty Matryoshka. The next body of our soul is the vital body, the sage continued. This is a lower body, which is associated with animal emotions, instinctive reactions and desires, fear, aggression, greed for food, and lust. These are the lowest primitive emotions that help the physical organism survive. The vital body stores these base emotions and desires, but at the same time, it is also a receptacle of energy that is necessary for life. If a person is constantly active, he has a strong vital body that gives him energy to be assertive, emotional, and proactive. If a person does something constantly, it means that his vital body has been pumped up, is highly developed, and there is a lot of energy there. And if there is no vital energy, a person becomes weak, inactive. He cannot do anything. He becomes lazy, sluggish, apathetic, and he just wants to lie on the couch and do nothing. Therefore, the vital body is also very important. If there is a lot of energy in it, we can actively follow the path of development. Therefore, it is necessary to pump up the vital body so that it has more energy, so that a person can develop well. Does pumping up the vital body mean doing some exercises? Asked a tall young man with prominent muscles under his orange robe. Is there some kind of special breathing or diet? Not quite so, Andre. The keeper smiled, looking at the student. Activity should come from Manipura and should be more social, like when a person undertakes something, takes responsibility for something, or controls others. This kind of leadership activity pumps up this body, and if it is not pumped up, then a person becomes inactive, and everyone starts pushing him around. Is that why a person who has a well-developed vital body has a lot of money? Dasha suggested. Are these things related? Yes. If a person has made his way somewhere, or has achieved a great feat, all of it is thanks to this vital energy. And animals, do they also have a vital body? Dasha asked again. Yes, they do, the sage replied. For them, this is manifested in who will get the best prey. For example, our yard cats compete for food, thus developing a vital body. We give them a bowl of food, and they push each other out of this bowl with their muzzles. Whoever has a stronger vital body will win. The keeper of the knowledge smiled and went back to the table with the dolls, took one of the two largest ones and opened it. The next, the sixth shell of our soul, is the etheric body, he said, and put the Matryoshka with four other dolls into the open one. Having done this, the teacher again demonstrated the Matryoshka to the students. You see, another shell of our cocoon surrounds the vital body. This is the biological energy that should nourish the physical body. And the physical body itself is just bones, muscles, spine, and organs. If all the subtle bodies have flown away, then only the corpse remains, and it begins to rot. Therefore, the physical body cannot do anything by itself. And in order to fill this body with energy, there is an etheric body. So the etheric body supports the work of the physical one, right? Kira clarified, adjusting her glasses. That is right. The etheric body provides life and movement. It is a kind of matrix on which the work of organs, cell division, and the course of physiological processes depend. In this etheric body, there are different energy channels, meridians, and Chinese acupuncture points. The etheric body animates the physical body and connects it with the vital body and others. Beloved teacher, Audrey began, and what happens to a person in old age when various age-related diseases appear? Is the etheric body getting weaker? A good question. The keeper of the knowledge nodded and continued after a short pause. If this body is weakened, for example, if you are old, then the physical body begins to fall apart. The matrix does not work well. Organs begin to ache and fail, and the work of the physical body is disrupted. Therefore, the etheric body must be maintained. The etheric body probably just depends on how healthy your lifestyle is, suggested Andre. And this time, the sage confirmed his guess. Yes, the etheric body is pumped up due to a healthy lifestyle, because there is an exchange between the physical organism and the etheric body with constant interaction. If we lead an unhealthy lifestyle, then etheric energy becomes scarce, and all of it goes to compensate for nicotine, alcohol, improper eating, or lack of mobility. The energy is not replenished by the physical body, and it begins to wither, to get sick. When the matrix is destroyed, the physical body also begins to collapse. The sage finished his explanation and picked up the last, largest Matryoshka doll. This is our physical body, he said, opening the toy and putting into it the other one containing all the remaining dolls. Our outer shell, and it completely limits us. The soul is placed in a physical body, and it binds it. A person no longer thinks about Atman and does not feel his causal body, but the mental body can work in fits and starts. In the physical body, all the blockages are turned on, so that the abilities that the soul has do not manifest, so that it does not remember previous lives, so that telepathy does not turn on, so that no one can pass through walls and levitate. These blockages are activated so that a person lives only the life of the physical body, and it is very difficult to break out of this. Teacher, but we can't reject our physical body. What is the right thing to do to overcome these blockages? Dasha asked thoughtfully, after listening to the Keeper of the Knowledge's story. We have to overcome the influence of the physical body and the desire to live only its life, he explained. If we overcome all this, the instinctive center, the sexual center, and the motor center, which we normally build, then we can climb higher. And if we have not overcome this first floor, then all emotions begin to obey the physical body. You have not eaten, you have not slept, and you are completely out of tune and cannot do anything further. That is what it means to live only by the needs of the physical body. Therefore, we need to break away from the physical body, move away from this conditioning to higher levels of existence, so that the body ceases to bind us so much and to awaken higher abilities. But how can we do that, Master? Yuri asked, looking at the Keeper of the Knowledge with awe and trepidation. After all, if we don't eat, for example, the physical body will die. We must remember the sublime emotions and our attention, which comes from Atman, the sage replied, and looked warmly at Yuri. And then we will be able to overcome the physical body and rise above it, and the soul will finally be able to breathe a sigh of relief. Otherwise, it will remain chained in the physical body, tied to physical interests and states, completely conditioned, being unable to escape, and a person begins to live a meaningless, primitive life. Satisfied with the answer, the young man nodded thoughtfully. From the expression on his face, it was clear that there was deep contemplation going on in his head right now. Teacher, do I understand correctly that in order to cope with all this, we need to learn how to manage our attention? He asked after a few seconds. Do we need to learn how to reach higher layers, mental, astral, and higher? And is it true that to manage our attention is to learn how to switch between bodies and feel them? Yuri, you are a great fellow, the Keeper of the Knowledge praised the student. You very accurately understood the idea. Yes, that is right. Managing your attention is the most basic thing. But here, we also remember that other bodies interfere, and the physical body can ground us well, like an anchor, so that a person can focus on it during meditation, and so that he does not fly away into the mind and imagination, since they switch every few seconds. A person thinks about one thing one moment, the next moment about another, then about a third. And if you start writing it all down on a piece of paper, you will get incoherent words. Therefore, the physical body is given so that a person can be grounded and start to push off from it. For example, you start with a physical body. You feel your breath, your pulse, and you feel your arms and legs. That is it. You grounded yourself and then stopped flying in your mind and imagination. The Keeper of the Knowledge finished, and the next moment, a new question came from the students. Teacher, how can the physical body be properly used for development? A petite blonde with two long braids asked. On the one hand, it requires care, and if you sleep and eat, then you are better able to offer help, because you are in a harmonious state. She paused, gathering her thoughts, then continued. But on the other hand, it's just interesting to watch yourself when you don't sleep or eat enough. Different internal reactions occur. It turns out that stress is useful, and it is necessary to take care of the physical body. How are we to find the golden balance? The girl looked questioningly at the sage, waiting for his answer, and the opportunity to understand this difficult question. The keeper of the knowledge sent her rays of kindness and unconditional love in return. They streamed from his gaze and penetrated into the deepest part of her soul. "Marina, this is a good question," he began. "Yes, you are right, that a golden balance is needed. If we have not eaten or slept for a very long time, then it will be very bad. But if we do not sleep a little and do not eat, then on the contrary, it activates, because additional energy is released. On the one hand, the instinctive center immediately begins to send unpleasant sensations, such as, 'Look, you haven't eaten. Go eat.' And if a person does not eat for 5 days, then these feelings disappear, and he no longer feels hungry. The instinctive center thinks, 'Something is wrong here. I've been torturing him for 5 days. I've been sending him negative feelings for 5 days, and he still hasn't eaten. So we need to allocate more energy for him to search for food.' It is the same with sleep. The instinctive center says, 'Look, he doesn't go to bed,' and begins to send unpleasant sensations, and we still do not sleep. And after a certain point, we do not want to sleep anymore. The instinctive center constantly sends negative feelings in order to keep a person in its hands so that he does not start to starve, does not start to be up, does not begin to manifest himself too actively. But if we overcome some barrier, then they stop, and then it gives us the opportunity to act without these negative feelings." After listening carefully to the sage's explanation, Marina decided to ask, "Teacher, is what you have just described the intellectual part of the instinctive center?" "Yes, you can say that," he nodded approvingly, "because in a way, it also adapts to the environment, to the behavior of a person, and analyzes his behavior." Marina gratefully caught the sage's gaze. It was clear that this conversation was very important for the girl, that right now in her mind, fragments of the knowledge were forming into a complete picture. And so it was with everyone present, although each of the students was now receiving their own unique spiritual experience. Mikhail stepped forward a little. "Teacher, do each of these 7 bodies have its own expiration date?" He asked the question in order to better understand and fathom the knowledge he had just received. "They are destroyed over time. For example, the physical body. It collapses very quickly. And the etheric body? I heard somewhere that it only lives for about 40 days. And the astral body?" "Yes, that is right. Everything is destroyed," the keeper confirmed. "And the rate of destruction depends on how well the body is formed. For example, if we often experience sublime emotions, then the astral body lives longer. And if a person has experienced only primitive animal emotions all his life, then the astral body is destroyed faster. It is the same with the mental body. If a person has not even tried to think in his whole life, then of course his mental body is weak and unformed. And if a person has been a thinker, has constantly engaged in philosophy and thought a lot, then he has developed a strong mental body, and it will live for a long time." Mikhail gratefully looked at the teacher, explaining his guesses, while a new question was asked in the hall. "And what is the ego, based on this structure of the soul?" asked the cute brunette named Alia. "Is it on any of the levels?" "Ego is when an image of oneself is formed," the sage began to explain. "This happens at all the main centers, mental, emotional, and mechanical. A child is told, 'You are Vasya Ivanov.' Here there is an impact on the mental center. They say to him, 'That's where you should feel offended. You've had your car stolen. Which center is this?'" Alia thought about it and after a second suggested, "Emotional." "Yes, that is right," the teacher replied. "And there may also be motor reactions associated with ego. For example, when a person thinks about himself, that he expresses himself in a certain way in movement. Thus, there is a packet of gestures, postures, emotions, and thoughts, like, 'Who am I?' A person understands that he is Vasya Ivanov, that he is a German, or that he is a communist, a Christian, or someone else. And now, a person surrounds himself with ideas about who he is, and from all this, from thoughts, emotions, motor reactions, the ego is formed. But, as it turns out, this is the false identity that needs to be destroyed," the woman clarified. "Yes, Alia, that is right," the sage nodded. "It all needs to be destroyed. Until a person completely agglutinates with the thoughts that have been instilled in him since childhood, he needs to ask who he is and why he lives. He needs to think, 'What kind of Vasya Ivanov am I? I'm not Vasya. I'm not a communist. I'm not a fascist. I'm no one at all. A locomotive can't be a Christian. Neither can a typewriter. And I am also an automaton, a biorobot, so what kind of Christian can I be?" When a person begins to think this way, then with the help of such reasoning, he forms a distance with his ego, and it becomes easier for him to separate. But the ego continues to manifest itself. For example, a person begins to get rid of it, and immediately sits down, in the usual, egotistical posture in which he is used to sitting. Or, for example, he experiences negative emotions and immediately forgets that he wanted to get rid of something. And everything comes back. Therefore, working only with one center is not enough. It is necessary to get rid of all the three centers at once, in order to control postures, emotions, observe thoughts, and destroy selfish patterns. And when we begin to eradicate egoism at all of the centers, only then can we overcome it." "Thank you for the clarification," the student said gratefully. "And a little more is unclear about the motor center. How does it work? For example, do we need to observe ourselves when an attack of selfishness occurs and keep track of what posture I am in so that I try not to repeat this?" "Yes, you got it right. You need to look at the posture in which egoism is aggravated, what movements and gestures you are performing, and try not to repeat them, but to replace them with something directly opposite. For example, to start fooling around, to reduce to absurdity, to exaggerate. It begins to destroy selfish habits." The sage looked carefully at the woman to make sure if she understood this thought and continued after a short pause. "We see that the physical movement is changing and it becomes more difficult for us to imagine something about ourselves, to think. The sense of importance begins to disappear. Therefore, it is necessary to reprogram the selfish pose, change the movements, and when this pose reappears, then exaggerate and laugh at yourself. Tell me, Great One, Kira turned to the teacher, the particle of God, Atman, should it not be identified with anything at all? Even with impressions? Do we have to reach a state of total detachment of an observer, a witness of everything that is happening? Do I understand correctly? Yes, Atman learns life through identification with something. This is its first and most important feature. It identifies with a thought, and learns what a thought is, and it identifies with an emotion, and learns what an emotion is. On the one hand, it gives great opportunities for knowing, but on the other hand, it is also a heavy burden, because if a person identifies with his physical body, his thoughts, then he can live as such a bio-robot all his life and only satisfy the needs of his physical body. The second ability of Atman, which is not given to it initially, but should awaken in it, is detachment. In detachment, Atman must become aware of itself. To understand, I am not the body, not the senses, not the mind. And then, a person will already be able to feel himself, apart from all this. It turns out that the problem is not so much in identification, but in the fact that you can't disidentify, Kira clarified, reflecting on the words of the sage. Look, the teacher again picked up the large matryoshka, which included 6 more dolls. Here is the model of the soul. Atman is here, inside, in all these bodies and shells, in the very center. And it falls asleep completely, identifying with all these shells. And our task is to wake it up, so that it begins to realize itself apart from all this, to return to its harmonious state again. Teacher, tell me, is the etheric body a ghost? When it separates from the physical body, when a person dies? Mikhail asked an unexpected question and looked intently at the keeper of the knowledge. And if so, then how long will it exist like this? The sage looked shrewdly at the student, put the matryoshka on the table, and intertwined his fingers. Yes, that is right, he replied. The more strongly the etheric body developed in a person during his lifetime, the longer it will exist until it collapses. And does this body also have some kind of mission or purpose, or does it just wander around the earth until it disappears? The teacher shook his head negatively. No, it just stays where a person dies, sometimes in the same place, sometimes over a corpse, and it usually collapses quite quickly. If a person died at a young age, then it stays around longer. If a person died an old man, it disappears faster. Sometimes the surrounding people feed these ghosts with their fear. For example, if a lot of people know that ghosts live in some castle, and everyone thinks about it, they start to be afraid and worry. Thus they feed them with their energy. Then such etheric bodies can exist for a long time. Mikhail nodded to the sage with gratitude for the clarifications, and the next question was asked in the hall. It was clear that the topic of the structure of the soul was important, and the students wanted to deal with it in as much detail as possible. And 9 and 40 days after death? Asked a middle-aged woman with soft facial features. When a person completely separates from the subtle bodies and passes into other layers, do they have any special meaning? Yes, Elena. The etheric body is completely separated within 3 days, the vital body within 9 days, and the astral body within 40 to 49 days, and then the soul completely goes into the subtle plane. That is why Tibet celebrates these 40 to 49 days. During this time, the soul is close to the earth, usually next to its physical body, or where its relatives are. Is it true that with their suffering that a person has died, relatives also feed the etheric body, or even the astral body? The woman asked again. Yes, the astral body absorbs these sufferings and emotions, and the vital and etheric bodies, they are fueled by this, and it doesn't even matter whether the energy is negative or positive. They are fueled and can last longer. For example, Lenin has been preserved for a very long time, since people made a mausoleum for him, and everyone goes there and thinks about him. His subtle bodies are being nourished. Beloved teacher, tell me, in order for Atman to wake up after all, you need to embark on the path of sublime emotions, and this is the path of development of the astral body, right? If a person experiences sublime emotions, it is easier to realize himself, separate, free himself, and feel like Atman, right? And it turns out, this can't be done without an astral body? Yes, but you need to work not only at the level of the astral body, but at all of the three centers. The motor center should be in good condition. Sublime emotions are at the emotional center, and understanding is at the mental center, because it is important for a person to understand where to go and how to wake up. It is difficult without this understanding. He must know this secret, that it is necessary to awaken and disidentify. This is known precisely through the mental center. Then he understands the meaning of sublime emotions and knows where they should lead. Having answered the last question, the sage looked around the students. Today's conversation turned out to be long and intense, and each of them had received spiritual food for reflection, to work on themselves, and new realizations. Now the teacher saw how their eyes shone with the fire of the knowledge. He smiled and sent the disciples rays of support and bright energy of acceptance and love. The final chord of the conversation was a spiritual poem. I will tell you the holy truth which I was lucky to find, when I perceived and left routine behind in doing a miraculous work. My apprentice, I'll tell you, where the light of happiness hides in the heavens, you won't hear its calls, neither in the noise nor in the silence. Neither asceticism nor struggle will help you reach its borders. Remember, the way to it you'll learn in a heartfelt supplication to the Lord. When you open your soul to God, it should be your most desired act to beg Him, forgetting all the rest, for the duty of love to be your fate. Developing yourself, you never lose persistence. You must give all your love to all of the world's existence. When you connect your spirit to the Dharma, remember that everything around you is the result of your own karma. Friend, don't forget, all this is you. When you perform the acts of supreme yoga, connect yourself in the time. Then you'll realize that the gods live not only in the sky.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.